It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. This is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and so glad to have you on board with us here on this Tuesday here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron Hayes stepping in now. Ron, how's it going today?
Pretty good. We got a good program lined up today. A lot of things are going to be going on, and we're going to talk about, of course, crop progress numbers, the latest numbers from USDA from yesterday afternoon. We've got a little more with Congressman Lucas, the chairman of the House Ag Committee, and some of his thoughts on where he's going with policy, especially on crop insurance today. And a little bit later on, we'll get into some beef demand numbers on beef buzz.
All right, very good. Of course, Jim Appel will have the latest market update with Justin Lewis. He's also going to have a calendar for you a little bit later on this half hour. Ron again is going to have a weather update for you, and we've got a lot more coming up on Midday Oklahoma. So stay right there. It all gets underway in just a moment here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
7 past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. Good day, I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your Tuesday's going great so far. Get you an update on some ag news around the country. This year's Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour underway. DTN senior analyst Darren Newsom says this year's tour will be watched more closely than in the past few years because so many questions remain about both the corn and soybean crops due to late planted crops. Pro Farmer editor Chip Flory says last year, scouts measured a very mature crop and could put a lot of faith in those numbers. This year, Flory says, scouts will have to remember that weather will play a big role, and they'll be measuring more of a potential yield than they were a year ago. The first reported equine case of West Nile virus has been diagnosed in Colorado in a three-month-old colt. Hannah Van Kampen, Colorado State University professor of microbiology, immunology, and pathology, says the majority of horses have become infected with the virus do not show any signs of illness. A small percentage of infected horses may have a fever, be lethargic, stop eating, twitch, have tremors, incoordination, and weakness, according to Van Kampen, which means the virus has reached the brain and spinal cord. If a horse becomes sick, owners should have their vet examine the horse and conduct tests to determine if the cause is West Nile. Well, efforts are underway to build honeybee genetic materials for breeding and to build up the health and size of colonies. Rod Bain has this report.
Building up the gene pool is one way to build up honeybee populations in decline, so says entomologist Steve Shepard of Washington State University, who is part of an effort to collect honeybee semen from species in Africa, Europe, and Asia for use in breeding efforts both now and in the future.
More recently, in the last couple of years, we've developed cryopreservation techniques which allow us to freeze the semen, much like we do with cattle and sheep and other agricultural animals, where we can actually freeze the semen, basically store it more or less indefinitely for a very long time, and then bring it out of liquid nitrogen and use it for the insemination.
And with this new development in honeybee genetic preservation, Shepard says genetic materials can now be used to strengthen the resilience and diversity of honeybee populations against threats like disease and pests.
The real motivation behind it is to ensure that we have adequate genetic variation within our U.S. populations to do these breeding programs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And we're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Still to come this half hour, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will have an in-depth look at those markets. That's coming up in just a moment. Ron Hayes has a check of the ag weather, and then his ag perspectives a little bit later on this half hour. I'll have another news update, and also we'll have another futures update here in just a few minutes as well. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Ah. I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pairs, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads, and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining me is Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Well, the equity futures are higher here for the first time in about 4 days after better-than-expected numbers out of Best Buy and several other retailers. So that's lifted us up here a little bit. With today's increases, the September Dow futures are still about 570 points off their highs set back on August 2nd. That was about 15,600 for the September futures, and we're at 15,032 now. And that's up 30 for the day. The S&P futures are up about 10 points here at about 1655 in the September futures. But overall, having a good day there. All these commodities are really watching the or focused on the Wednesday's release of the Fed's policymaking board minutes, and they're going to look for cues here on when they may taper that $85 billion bond purchase program. You know, that's been the talk for about a month or two. It looks like we might be coming to an end here with those minutes. So that's where we are with the equity futures. U.S. dollar sold off a little bit, hitting its lowest prices since mid-June. Right now we're down about 35 at 81.16. So it's kind of broken through that range we've been trading in to the downside. And that's given a little bit of support to the commodity sector. 30-year treasuries today have rallied a little bit, and that means the interest rates are retreating off of their highest levels since about 2011. But interest rates still look like they're on an upward trend here. So we'll be watching that. Crude oil futures today are about 40 cents lower. It seems like we're having a balancing act between the tensions going on in the Middle East with Egypt, and then the global supply being actually pretty big, and demand coming down just a little bit. So the market's really watching all those factors here, and anything that changes in Egypt will drive the price either direction. Unleaded and heating oil are both higher, about a penny and a half higher in the front months. Natural gas is up about a half cent. Not a whole lot of news there today. We're waiting for Thursday's inventory report. That'll be the next big thing for natural gas. Gold and silver are both just a touch higher here on the lower dollar, pushing those higher. Cattle futures are steady here to just a little bit higher. We've had some good auction results the last couple of days. OKC was 1-3 higher. Box beef has been strong, and live cattle look like they may trade above 123 today.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. it's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Just about 12:15 and Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Time to take a look at our agricultural futures, give you an update on those futures markets here right now. Livestock futures, October live cattle unchanged at 128.07. December's up to at 130.47. September feeder cattle up 17, 158.12. October's up 10 at 160.22. October hogs up 37, 86.85. December's up 17 at 83.62. We'll take a look at all the grains when we come back in just a moment. Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com. Grain trade today, September Kansas City wheat's down a half at 7.02 and three quarters, and December's down 1 1/4 at 7.06. September corn is down 7 3/4 at 4.85 and a half. December's down 9 1/4 at 4.76 and a quarter. September soybeans down 10 1/4 at 13.11 and three quarters. November's down 10 1/2 at 12.92 and a half. Cotton futures today, October cotton, down $4 at 88.76, and December's down $4 at 88.86. September crude oil down 19 at 106.91. That's a look at your markets. Ron Hayes coming up with a check on the ag weather right now.
Midday Oklahoma continuing. Howdy neighbors. Ron Hayes with you today as we check your agricultural weather. Glad that you've joined us today. And all this week we're hearing from Evelyn Browning Garris, a historical climatologist we had a chance to visit with over this last weekend, about weather conditions, not just here in the middle part of the country, but really on a global basis. It seems that impacts on our weather can be seen from events that happen half a world away or even more. And that's definitely the case here in July, August of this year, as volcanoes have had a hand in making us cooler and wetter than normal. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Evelyn Browning Garris today, and we'll be checking our local agricultural weather as well, all in just a few moments.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max, Visit us at dairymax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Evelyn Brownie Garris, a historical climatologist, indicates that a volcano in Russia blew up in the latter part of June, and its impact has now reached into Oklahoma and the middle part of the country here in August with the cooler conditions and somewhat wetter conditions as well. She says that you've got to understand that we're still in kind of a dry period, almost like the 50s in our part of the world, but yet the volcano can change things for time.
Yes. What is happening is volcanoes occur now and then. Think of them as a wild card. You know, whenever you have a weather pattern and then you have a volcano, it's going to add some rain, add some cooling to the eastern U.S. But we have some long-term patterns, and the one that I've been very concerned about is one in the Pacific. It's a 50 to 60-year cycle. It's called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, which has a nice nickname, PDO. And what it does is it shifts the heat east and west in the Pacific. Now, where you have the hot water, you get hot air holds more moisture. And through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, up till 1999, we had warm water off our west coast, and the prevailing westerly winds carried that rainfall in, and Canada, the U.S., and Argentina got wonderful rainfall, and we were breadbaskets of the world. Then the cycle took place, and it tipped in about 2006. It started changing in 1999, and we had about 3 years of drier-than-average weather, and then struggled, and then finally tipped in 2006. And what it does is it creates several decades of lower water levels, lower levels of precipitation. Now, last time we saw this pattern was the 1950s, but I want to remind people, as difficult as it was, the 1950s, those aren't the Dust Bowl days. We had drought, but the 1950s, Texas, Oklahoma, we were feeding the world. It's just that farmers did things like they ran 6 head of cattle in the land that they used to run 8 head of cattle. They adjusted, they built reservoirs. In fact, Texas and Oklahoma built all these reservoirs during the 1950s, and they've allowed them to silt up. But if they dredge them out, they have their reservoirs in exactly the right spot. So our people in the 50s took the right steps, and we have a lot more technology and information now. I expect Oklahoma and Texas to cuss at the weather like they always do and then feed the world.
Evelyn Brownie Garris talking to us today about the big picture when it comes to our weather patterns. Now, let's talk about the immediate future. Sunshine for the rest of today, low to mid-90s, daytime highs, overnight lows down to about 70 degrees with clear skies, another chance to see the moon. Sunshine, mid-90s for Wednesday, sunshine, mid-90s for Thursday and for Friday as well. Maybe just a tad cooler for Saturday with partly sunny skies anticipated. Chances of precipitation out there maybe by the first of next week. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal roof. Our 26-gauge sealed panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Tuesday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Senator Tom Coburn. We'll look at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's monthly board meeting. And we'll look at the 29th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
U.S. Senator Tom Coburn announced the schedule for a series of town hall meetings that will take place in August at various locations across Oklahoma. Dr. Coburn will take questions and address important issues for Oklahomans and the nation at each event. His first meeting will be Wednesday, August the 21st in Miami at the Miami Civic Center at 2 p.m. He will be in Muskogee on the same day at 5 p.m. at the NSU Muskogee campus. On Thursday, August 22nd, Dr. Coburn will be in Stigler at the Eaton Hole Restaurant at 8 a.m. He will be in Yugo at the Kaimichi Technology Center at their North Seminar Room at 12 p.m., and he will be in Atoka on Thursday, August the 22nd at the Kaimichi Technology Center Business Center at 2:30 p.m. He will also have a meeting in Shawnee at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, August the 26th at the Gordon Cooper Technology Center. The next Oklahoma Wheat Commission board meeting will be Wednesday, August the 21st at 9 a.m. in the OWC offices at 3800 North Classen Boulevard. That's in Oklahoma City. The meeting will be in the second floor conference room. You can find the meeting's agenda on the Wheat Commission's website at www.wheat.state.ok.us. A year's worth of bragging rights are up for grabs during the upcoming 29th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. The two-night event gets underway Friday, August the 23rd at the State Fairgrounds Arena. The competition is comprised of six events depicting day-to-day ranching jobs. The events include saddle bronc riding, team sorting, wild cow milking, team branding, team penning, and the wild horse race. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches will square off in head-to-head competition. The contestants compete for the coveted Top Hand, Top Horse, and Tough Hand awards. The proceeds from the event are donated to the Children's Miracle Network. For more information, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org. Heart of America Trade Shows, LLC, has announced the Heart of America Farm Show, which will take place September 20th through the 22nd at the Tulsa RV Ranch near Beggs, Oklahoma. The event will include a rodeo, cow-dog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kids zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. Heart of America Trade Show Farm Director Kevin Kite says this will be a recurring annual show featuring many vendors, booths, and activities for the whole family. There will be several guest speakers at the show as well, including Radio Oklahoma Network's Ron Hayes, who will be on hand to deliver two topic speeches, Rebuilding Your Mama Cow Herd and Restoring Drought-Impacted Pastures. For more information, call 888-244-1982.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Tuesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is just drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly thank you for that update. We're coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma, here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're going to have a news update for you when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, we've had some recent reports suggesting we're seeing a decline in the corn and soy crop ratings. We get this report now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Dave, we are starting to see a little bit of slippage nationally in the corn and the soybean crop ratings. The latest numbers issued on Monday afternoon shows our corn crop nationally going from 64% good to excellent a week ago, 61% this week. But we're still much, much better off than a year ago when we had only 23% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition at this point of the growing season. Meanwhile, we're also slipped a couple percentage points on the soybean crop in the latest reporting week. Pasture and range conditions overall looking pretty good at this time. Basically, we remain at 45%. In good to excellent shape nationally. In fact, we've actually gone up one percentage point into the excellent category in the latest week. Oklahoma continues to look pretty good right now. We've really brought down the poor to very poor ratings very nicely. We're now at 11% poor to very poor on our pasture range conditions statewide in the Sooner State, 30% in fair shape, and 59% of our pasture range conditions now in good to excellent shape. When we get out and drive around, a lot of green, and for mid-August, that's pretty remarkable. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the latest USDA milk production report shows output still running ahead of last year. This report from Gary Crawford.
U.S. dairy operators continue to outpace last year's production. The Agriculture Department reporting that output last month in the 23 major dairy states was 15.7 billion pounds, up 1.2% from July a year ago. Production during the April through June quarter was up just under 1%. USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangi expects this year's output total to be 202 billion pounds, and he told us,
if you compare 2014 with 2013, you'll see we're looking for an increase of about 1.2%.
Or about 204.5 billion pounds for 2014. The all-milk price this year expected to average $19.70 a hundredweight.
That's an increase of about 5 cents over a previous forecast. And for 2014, we're looking at $19.15, a decrease of about 5 cents over a previous forecast, and does reflect a reduction in price for 2014 of about 2.8%.
Missing from the milk production report this time, cow numbers and milk per cow, those surveys cut because of budget sequestration. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, when we return, Ron Hayes will join us with his ag perspectives. That and more on Midday Oklahoma here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Midday Oklahoma continues. Our ag conversation is with Frank Lucas again, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Today we wanted to focus in on the battle regarding maintaining a strong crop insurance program. We're back with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee on that in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's a big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. Most agricultural groups agree that the crop insurance program needs to be left alone in the current farm bill negotiations. That's the position of traditional production agriculture. But you've got a lot of groups out there that are anti-production agriculture, at least as far as farm policy is concerned. Groups like the Environmental Working Group that have really been actively bashing crop insurance as it now stands. And as a result, a real battle has been brewing kind of inside the Washington Beltway over exactly the fate of crop insurance within this 2013 Farm Bill debate. Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, very aware of these battles, very aware of the opponents, and he says it's important that we keep everything in perspective about how important crop insurance is to our federal farm safety net.
Ron, the people who are after us, and I don't care whether that you define them as the hard left or the hard right or some combination thereof, their target for years and years was the direct payment program. That's gone. No matter what version of the bill you have, the direct payments won't be there anymore. So that pool of money is gone. The last real pool of cash left in the non-nutrition side of the farm bill is crop insurance. And they're just going to attack us. I believe we defend ourselves this time, but it's not just the every five-year farm bill. This process also goes on in the annual appropriation cycle, defending the money, and in that ever-so-often process when the administration renegotiates the reimbursement rates, the administrative cost for the crop insurance companies, they'll attack there. But we have to defend it. That is going to be our real functioning safety net. We have to preserve the revenue stream to enable that. I know there are a lot of folks who are going to say when all of the payments are totaled up with the 2012 crop year, oh, my goodness, what did it cost? Well, 2012 was an anomaly. I stood in a cornfield in 2012 and had in Illinois and had a farmer remind me that was the absolute worst year since 1958. Well, if that's the worst year since 58, I'd say probably we have a good investment in crop insurance because there was a lot of good years in between. And remember, in crop insurance, producers pay a premium to have access to that coverage. So in a perfect weather year, in a perfect price year, You pay and you get nothing back. But that's the way all insurance works. It's when you need the help, when Mother Nature provides a calamity, that the payment comes in, and you pay premiums for years or decades for that year or two or however long you have to have it. It's just like all other insurance. And my friends outside of rural America need to remember, if you're going to have federal flood insurance, if you're going to have federal disaster insurance, if you're going to do all of these other things, maybe investing a few resources for those ever so often bad years to make sure we all have enough to eat. Maybe that's a good investment, Ron.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, a very strong defense of crop insurance that he gave us as we talked with him this last Saturday in Ringwood at the Northwest Area American Farmers and Ranchers Summertime Picnic. He talked a great deal at that event with those farmers present about the 2013 Farm Bill process. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pears, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes, as we check your agricultural markets, so glad to be along with you today. Here we are on this not-bad-looking Tuesday afternoon, 20th of August already. It is truly a turnaround Tuesday after we saw really a nice rally yesterday on our grain or oilseed cotton futures. We are down today, down all 7 or 8 cents a bushel on corn and on beans both. The our wheat futures are down a couple pennies at the most to the downside. Cotton futures are down 4 cents a pound. Huge fall off there, and there's some folks saying there's no real demand until you get to the mid to lower 80s on cotton right now. We'll have to wait and see on that. As far as all the prices are concerned, we'll start with our livestock trade after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the 5 stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
Wholesale Box Beef Trade, a mixed bag for you today. We're up 30 cents on the choice beef at $195.52. Select beef at $185.85, down 30 cents. It's a 967 choice select spread, 84 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Actual receipts of 7,592 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for their Monday run. Yearling steers, $1 to $3 higher. Heifers, steady to a buck up. No trend available for the steer and heifer calves due to the recent limited supplies, but a much higher undertone noted on heavy offerings. Demand good to very good on all the classes. Recent rains over the last few weeks have kept pastures in good shape. Cattle going back to grass are very attractive to the buyers. 4 to 5 weigh calves, just a few, $1.87 up to $2 a pound. Looks like some 5 to 6 weigh cattle clearing out anywhere from $1.63 up to a top end of $1.93.50 for some thin flesh. Generally, $1.75 to $1.85 caught most of those. 6 to 7 weigh cattle going on the calves, $1.51 to $1.64. Light yearlings, $1.61 to $1.71. 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle going out anywhere from, looks like $1.45 up to top end of $1.63.75. 8 to 9 weight cattle, $1.45 to $1.54. And some 9 weight cattle, $1.38 to $1.44.75. 1,640 head at Tulsa yesterday. Under 500 pound steers, $8 to $12 higher. Over 500 pounds, steady a couple of dollars lower. Calf trade in that mix, obviously. Good demand all overall for all the classes. 4 to 5 weight steer calves, $1.76 to $2.02. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.45 to $1.69. Some 6 to 7 weights, $1.45 to $1.64. And 7 weight cattle from $1.45 to $1.55. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the October live cattle futures today are up 15 cents, 128.22. December up 12 at 130.57. Meanwhile, September feeder cattle at 158.17, up 22. October up by 12 at 160.25. October lean hogs up 42 cents, 86.90. Our grain are oilseed cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the September contracts are up by a quarter of a cent, 703.5. December, 706.75, a drop of a half a penny right now. We've got the September Chicago soft wheat down a half a cent at 641. So wheat futures are kind of treading water right now. Corn futures are down 7 cents on September, 486.25. We're off 7.75 thus far on December. New crop corn today, 477.5. The pro farmer crop production tour showing the above average yields in the first couple of states they've been in, above the trend lines, and that is probably impacting our wheat, our corn, and our soybean futures both. Right now, September soybeans off 8.25. 13.13.75. November soybeans down 7.75 cents, 12.95.5. December cotton down 4 cents a pound, 88.86 cents a pound. Crude oil off 51 cents a barrel, 106.59. Fractions down to natural gas at 3.45. Those are the markets. I'm Ron Hayes.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Darrell Peel, from OSU today, as we talk about mid-year cattle numbers with Dr. Peel right after this.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
One of the casualties of sequestration that impacts the cattle industry, the USDA report that we've had for years and years, at mid-year, a cattle inventory report, a cattle count that comes in the July time period. Not happening this year because of budget cuts for USDA, but it looks like some folks within the industry, including livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, in concert with our friend Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, have come up with at least an approximation of what they think the inventory numbers now stand at.
Because of the budget cuts this year, USDA did not produce a mid-year cattle inventory report, so we don't have any official estimates on where we are right now. However, working with the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Denver, we produced this week a set of numbers that we think would be close to what USDA might have come up with. It's a different methodology, so these are not official numbers, but we think overall cattle numbers are down. The all cattle inventory, as we project it, would be down. The beef cow herd clearly liquidated in the first half of the year. Cow slaughter was up. We think heifer retention was sort of abandoned because we did have some residual drought issues and a lot of winter issues, lack of hay and so on. And so the beef cow numbers were down in the first half of the year. Almost everything was down in our estimates, with the exception of the dairy cow inventory may have been up slightly. And that probably means, in terms of the beef cow herd, that we'll see this as a net liquidation year going into 2014 when we get to the official estimates we'll get for next January.
The takeaway from these numbers, clearly we've dug a little bit of a bigger hole than we had at the beginning of the year when it comes to the mama cow herd, the beef cow numbers in this country, smaller than ever, and as a result, a bigger hill to climb now to try to get this herd back up above 30 million head of beef cows, now below 29 million, it looks like, according to some of these guesstimates by Dr. Peel and the LMIC.
As far as price outlook is concerned, tighter numbers means some support for prices.
You know, the feeder cattle markets in particular were on the defensive much of the first half of the year. Of course, we've been dealing with record high corn prices for this last crop year. We're looking ahead now to a much larger corn crop and some significant relief on corn and feed prices in general. In addition, these tighter numbers, these smaller numbers that we just talked about imply that feeder cattle supplies will continue to get tighter as we finish out this year and go into next year. And so we're going to see stronger prices for feeder cattle for the end of the year and certainly on into next year and really the year beyond at this point.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. Our time on Midday Oklahoma growing short. Some final comments with you today in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Dave, as we're wrapping things up today here on Midday Oklahoma, what a difference a year makes. One thing we really noticed this last weekend as we drove from the Oklahoma City area up into northwest Oklahoma, into Major County, to the Ringwood meeting where we caught up with the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, had a chance to fellowship and eat with the folks from American Farmers Ranchers, Oklahoma Farmers Union from that part of the state. So green. A lot of anhydrous trucks, trailers are out being pulled and headed into the fields to get the wheat crop ready. If anything, the biggest problem we've got right now in wheat country, the weed problem we've got in a lot of fields, some things are going to have to be done to obviously take care of that before we plant seed here in a matter of another couple of weeks. We're going to have a lot of folks starting to put some seed in the ground very, very soon as far as this year's wheat crop is concerned, looking for some wheat pasture this fall. Of course, a little bit later on, we will be planting for grain production primarily, but early on, some folks very, very excited about the moisture we've got at this point to try to put some seed in the ground for the 2014 crop. Our spring planted crops right now, latest crop progress report from the Oklahoma State statistician, really, really impressive. Only the cotton crop has double digits when it comes to poor to very poor ratings, 28% poor to very poor at this point on cotton crop in the state, but everybody else is more like good to excellent. We're at, like, for example, 83% good to excellent shape on our corn crop. We're at 75% good to excellent on the sorghum crop. The folks growing alfalfa right now, 61% in good to excellent shape, 56% good to excellent shape on all the other hay. Livestock conditions also 74% in good to excellent condition. Obviously, there are some dry pockets in our area and western portions of our state, but still not too bad of a situation we find ourselves for the middle of August. Have a great day, everybody. From Midday, Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, thanks, Ron. We appreciate that. And as we check the clock on the wall, looks like that'll do it for this edition of Midday Oklahoma. Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis. I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.